into 46 today at 5.
Players will compete for high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to risk your life. And now, here's your host, the star of Risk Your Luck, Peter Simonkin.
Welcome to Trust Your Luck, the game where you can win a bundle or you can also lose your shirt. Right now, let's meet the players who will be pressing their luck today, starting with Beth Hoyt. How are you, Beth?
Fine.
Good. Beth, you make chocolate candy?
I sure do.
Did you bring enough for the whole class, Beth?
No, not today. Oh. Today, if you're good, I'll get you some for Christmas.
How nice. Beth, that is sweet. Where are you from, Beth?
I'm from Orange County.
Uh-huh. So everyone in Orange County is watching the show.
I hope so.
Rooting for you. All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And let's meet our returning champion, Michael Hayes. Woo! Hey, Michael. $10,635.
Yes.
You got to learn to express yourself, Michael. You can't live in a shell forever.
Yeah, you know, my mother told me I was an introvert.
Did she?
So I told her I'd start working on it.
She lied to you, Michael. Now, what are you going to do with the money?
Well, I was thinking maybe of doing some investment and cleaning up a couple of bills, but I think the principal thing I put my attention on last night was I had bought a map Friday, and I went home and looked at where the Virgin Islands are, and I pulled out the encyclopedia, and I looked up all the facts about the Virgin Islands.
You're an expert on the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And let's meet your competitor, one of your competitors, Jeff Schimmel.
Right.
How are you, Jeff?
Fine, Peter.
Now, Jeff, you, you're a good person, Jeff. Says here you once worked as a pig shaver, Jeff.
That's right.
Do I talk about it, Jeff?
Okay. I was working in a bandage factory, and they gave me a pair of rubber boots, a can of shaving cream, and a straight razor, and put me to work.
Shave and a haircut.
Right.
Kinky, Jeff.
Awesome.
Also, your second-degree black belt?
That's right.
Step down. I'm going to punch your face. No, I won't. I wouldn't do that, Jeff. You're my friend. Okay. Good luck to you.
Thanks very much.
All right, players. I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins on a big Trust Your Luck game board. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because you know our board is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, terrific prizes, and every time you stop the board, now from now on when I stop the board, we're going to keep count of how much money I win. Because last time I got a whammy. $2,000. Write that down, will you? Mr. Mitchell, $2,000. Thank you. Now, something else that can happen very rarely to me, you hit a whammy. If that happens, he comes around and takes away all your money. It does put a sad expression on your face, so avoid that, will you please? Are you all ready to press your luck?
We're ready.
I'm ready. Here's the first question. Brightly colored and textured stockings are big on the fashion scene this year. If you are of petite stature and want to give the illusion of being taller, to what should you match your stocking color? Jeff.
I'll say your blouse.
Your blouse. If you are right, Jeff, you'll pick up three spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others to Beth and Michael. If they're right, they'll earn a spin apiece. Is the correct answer blouse color, skirt, or shoes? Beth?
Skirt.
Beth says it's skirt. Let's go to Michael.
This is if you want to give the illusion of doing what?
Being taller.
Being taller.
Match.
I would say skirt.
You would say skirt, and you'd be dead wrong. They say you'll look taller if you match your stockings to your shoes.
All right.
That's why you all look short. All right. Want to start again?
I'm ready.
It's a fresh start. If you meet a doctor of trichology at a cocktail party and you'd like a little free medical advice on his specialty, you should move the conversation to a discussion of your what? Jeff?
Hair.
Hair. All right. Is the correct answer hair, feet, or skin? Beth?
Hair.
Beth says it's hair. Michael?
I have to go with the group. It's hair.
It's hair. A trichologist specializes in hair.
Correct.
Jeff gets a spin. Michael gets a spin, and Jeff buzzed in, goes to three. Here's the third question. You guys came right out of the bushes after you were a little quiet at the first question. What is the name of the puppet alter ego of ventriloquist Sherry Lewis? Jeff.
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. Is the correct answer Lamb Chop, Kukla, or Punch? Beth?
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop, says Beth. Michael, what do you think?
It's a synonymous Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop. Sherry Lewis' pal is named Lamb Chop.
All right.
Beth goes to two, Michael to two, and Jeff only deals in three, so he goes to six. And here is the fourth question. It does say four, okay. Rounded to the nearest 10, what percent of silver does sterling silver contain? Michael.
90%.
90 is the correct answer. 90, 70, or 80? Beth?
I'll say 70.
Beth will say 70. Let's go over to Jeff to see what he says. Pig Shaver, go for it.
I say 90.
90. Sterling silver contains 90% silver. Beth goes to two. Michael goes to a big five. Jeff goes to seven. And all of you that can't take those things to the big Jeff Select Game Board and pick up some money when we come back after this. Time to turn those 14 spins into a lot of money. In fact, we have $13,000 in bucks up there, as well as prizes and surprises, and a few whammies just to keep you kind of honest. Remember, each spin can bring you up to $1,500. That is important because the player who ends this round on top gets to play last in the final round, and that puts you in an advantageous position. Now, remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn if you're afraid of the whammy. Everything is at stake each time you spin, and four whammies put you on your little moped on out of here, okay? Out of the game. We're going to go to the player with the fewest spins. That's Beth. Two spins, no dollars. But Beth, you can get $1,500 a spin here. Let's get some money. Stop at 525. Good start, Beth. One spin left. 525. Let's go off the pass. Beth's going for it. Stop. Oh, your first introduction to the whammy, Beth. Rude as he is.
There
he is. He shows up without fail. No dollars, one whammy, but the game is far from over yet. Let's go to Michael with five spins and no dollars. Are you ready, kid?
All right, I'm ready. All right, reach out to me, baby. Give it to me, and stop!
Stop at $600. Four spins left, $600 for you, Michael. Press your luck to pass. He's going.
Come on, now. Give it back to me, again. Stop!
$200 right. And a spin. That's 800, four spins left.
Four spins. I'm going to press my luck.
Oh, I figured as much, Michael.
All right, come on. Let's do it here, man.
$250, right. Michael. $1,050, first place. Three spins left, press your luck or pass.
$1,050, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good lead, but you know what? I'm going to press my luck.
Come on, let's go. Let's see what you can do this
morning.
Be good, and stop.
Stop, that'll be right. Michael, that graphic has a value of $1,050. That was your money. $2,100. Two spins left. Press your luck or pass.
If I pass, who would they go to,
Jeff? Either Beth or Jeff, it's your pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
Whoever you want to suck it to him, you know?
$2,100. Okay, I'm going to be nice to Beth.
Say what? Pass it to Jeff? Looks like you're going to pass him to Beth. Beth, so nice of Michael, so gallant. Two spins you've got to take. Here you go. Maybe you can get a reprieve and get some money.
Stop.
Stop. Oh.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Michael felt it coming on.
I have a team now.
Yes,
so.
You have a team. You have two whammies, no dollars, but you have one spin left. You can either opt to make some more money, or you can be extra careful about picking up that third whammy before you go into round two.
I'm going to go for some money.
Money, all right. Money. Stop at 500, you get it, Beth. $500, two whammies. Michael's got 2,100. Let's go talk to Jeff. All right, $0, seven spins. Are you ready, Jeff?
I'm ready.
Stop at $1,500. Big box, $1,500, six spins left, Jeff.
going.
Going on, he said. 1,500 at stake, looking for first place.
Stop.
Once that advantage, $300. 1,800, $300 less than Michael, five spins.
I'm going.
Gonna go, says Jeff.
Stop.
Stop at 550. Now you're up to 2,350, $250 more than Michael. Four spins. You can either press your luck or pass them to Michael.
One more time.
One more time. 2,350 and first place is on the line.
Stop
at $500. 2,850. Three spins left, Jeff. Press your luck or pass.
Pass to Michael.
They get past to Michael. Here they come.
All right.
You love it, don't you, Michael?
I love it.
I figured as much. Three you got to take, Michael. One at a time. 2,100. An exercise cycle. $480, Michael. Brings up to 2,580. Still about $300 left than Jeff's going to go.
Moving on.
Moving on.
One more time. I'm doing it.
Oh. Michael. Ah, well, Jeff did to you what you did to Beth.
Yes,
it's only fair. All right, but you have one spin left. You can still make some money. One whammy.
I have one spin, one whammy.
$500 for Beth, $2,850 for Jeff.
Well, Peter, I want to get out of that first position, so I'm going to have to try.
All right, looking for money. Looking for over $500.
Give me something, Peter. Give me something,
$600. Get yourself up in the second position, Michael, with 600. Beth has 500. And, Jeff, you are leading with 2,850, so you have the advantage. Jack, we'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises, right after this. Four more questions, that means four more chances to earn some spins on our big special luck game board. Remember, whoever ends this round on top gets to take all that money home and come back again tomorrow. Are you ready? Remember, a spin in this round can be worth as much as $5,000. Here's your first question. If your average for every 10 times you have guests for dinner, you'll serve this meat six times. What meat is it, Beth?
Beef.
All right, Beth. Is it beef, chicken, or pork, Michael?
I would have to say beef along with Beth.
Beef, says Michael. Jeff.
I'll say chicken.
You're going to say pig.
Right.
It's beef. 6 out of 10 times. Beef. That means that Beth goes to 3, Michael to 1, and Jeff still shaving the pigs over there with no spins. Here we go with the second question. Now that MASH is in reruns, what is the longest running sitcom on prime time? Beth.
Happy Days.
Is the correct answer Happy Days, The Jeffersons, or Three's Company, Michael?
I would say Happy Days.
Michael says it's Happy Days.
I'll
what do you
say
think,
Happy
Jeff?
Days.
Happy Days? That longest-running sitcom is in its 11th year and is called Happy Days. Happy Days for you because Beth goes to 6. Could be worth as much as $30,000. Michael goes to 2, and Jeff picks up his first spin. Here is the third question. According to the book 2001 Fascinating Facts, which of our five senses accounts for nearly all of our sensory perceptions? Michael?
The sense of smell.
Smell is the correct answer. Smell, touch, or sight? Beth?
Smell.
Beth says it's smell. Let's go to Jeff.
Could you repeat the question, please?
Sure. According to the book 2001 Fascinating Facts, which of our five senses accounts for nearly all of our sensory perceptions? Smell, touch, or sight? Didn't help to read it, did it, Jeff?
I'll say smell also.
Smell. Well, you guys stink, because most of our sensory possessions come from our senses. Sight! Sight! Nothing! 6, 2, and 1, nobody changes anything. How about another question?
Yes.
With what beverage do we associate the slogan, the pause that refreshes? Yes.
Beer.
Beer is the correct answer. Beer, Dr. Pepper, or Coca-Cola, Mike?
How about Coca-Cola?
How about it? And Jeff?
I'll go with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola, the pause that refreshes the slogan of Coca-Cola. Oh, Beth. Coca-Cola spends $8 billion a year on, and you think it's beer. They're going to go crazy. Beth no spins. Michael goes to 3, and Jeff goes to 2. All right. You're all going to get a chance to take those spins to the big Fresh Luck game board to find out who the winner is going to be. When we come back, so don't go away. Our players, time to get serious. We have money up there. $50,000 in cash just waiting for you to win it. And keep in mind of that $50,000. Well, also, we got some whammies up there, so you want to be careful about that. Let's look at the dollar amounts. Beth has $500. Michael, $600. Jeff, you are leading with $2,850, so you get to play last and miss the final round. Advantageous position. Sit back and relax while we go to the player for the least amount of money, but the most spins. Beth, $500. Six spins, two whammies. Are you ready to make some money?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's go for that $5,000.
Big bucks. Stop
at Frank Frigidity. A nice tip, value of $4,236. Beth from third place to first, $4,736. Gonna go, says Beth. $4,736, $1,250. Brings up to $5,986, four spins left. Beth, press it up the back. Beth says, let's go. $59. Oh, that's
a big hit.
He builds you up, and then blows you away, Beth. He's been worth $0, three spins, but you've got three whammies. One more whammy, and you're out of the game. So you want to be careful, but it's tough to win this game in third position with $0. What's your plan?
Got to have some money.
Okay, going to press you up, Beth. Best of luck to you.
Stop
at the Poconos. A nice trip to the Poconos. Value of $2,892. You're back up in first place again, Beth, but you have three whammies. One more, Beth. Oh, you can avert that whammy, Beth.
Stop.
Beth, it was a gallant effort. You went for it, lost. Four whammies out of the game. We now go to Michael with $600 and three spins. Are you ready, Michael?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Trying to pull that money up.
Let's get some big
bucks
up here.
And stop. Stop at $5,000. Out of spin, Michael. That brings you up to $5,600, and you still have the same three spins, about $2,800 less, more than Jeff.
$5,600 to $2,800, that's not really a substantial lead, so I'd have to trust my luck.
All right, Mike, Jeff, go on. $5,600 $1,750. Total is now $7,350, about $5,000 more than Jeff. $4,500 to be closer.
$300 is still not a substantial gain, or I would say increase. So if I want to die, I feel like I better kill myself.
Here it goes, $7,350 on the line, Michael.
Come on, man,
$1,600. Have worked your way up to $8,850, Michael. What do you think? Is that enough, or do you want to go again?
Peter,
you got about $6,000 more than Jeff.
$6,000 could be made up if I pass that spin. $6,000 to be made in three spins. So you know what? I feel like the burden's on me.
Oh.
So I'm going to press my...
Oh, Michael.
Oh, my God.
$8,850 on the line, Michael.
Oh.
That work up in smoke, Michael. You first and first, $0, two whammies. The game is not over because Jeff has to deal with the two spins.
Yes,
he's got $2,850. Now, Jeff, you can take those two spins, go yourself, or you can pass them to Michael. Whatever you choose to do, $2,850 right now.
Are you crazy?
I'm going.
All right.
I'm going.
$2,850, two spins, here we go.
Stop!
Oh! So crazy now. $0, one spin, one whammy.
I am going.
No question about it.
No question about
can't
it.
Talk you out of it. Jeff. If Jeff gets the whammy, it's Michael and Jeff back again. If he gets any money, Jeff's the champion. Here we go.
Stop. $2,000, Jeff. You're the champion for today. Congratulations.
We'll be right back. Let's talk about your money right after this. $2,000, and it's all in cash. Yep, you pulled it out at the end. Congratulations. Well done. Michael,
yes.
you didn't make it today, but
that's
you're
right.
going away with $10,635.
Yes.
And you've been a most exceptional champion, Michael. Thanks for being with us. Beth, you went for it, came up a little short, but you're not going to be going away empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes
thank
for you.
You.
I thank you for being with us. All right, Jeff, we're going to see you next time. However, we want to thank Sonny Trindle of Phoenix, Arizona, for sending us a group of whammy rhymes that are so good, we'll be featuring them all this week.
Sonny, so far you are the leading contender for the position of Press Your Luck Poet Laureate. And we want to thank you, and here is the first rhyme. You had a bunch of money and lost it to your sorrow. The whammy took it, winked, and said, take two aspirin and call me tomorrow. Thanks, honey. This is Peter DeMarkin saying thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestant, Strawberry Shortcake Riding Fun by Hedstrom. 16-inch bike and Strawberry Shortcake 2, exclusively from Hedstrom. We put fun on wheels, plus Zebby's Onion Ring Mix. Zebby's golden brown taste treat makes crisp, light, and delicious onion rings, so easy to use and so good. Also, Toys R Us, the world's biggest specialty toy store, presents you with a gift certificate to be used at any Toys R Us store throughout the country. And no-nonsense patios, a complete range of styles for your every need. No-nonsense fit, comfort, and terrific-looking legs at a no-nonsense price. Also, ball wraps. Stainless steel kitchenware is the choice of many finer restaurants. To prepare, cook, and serve food in your home, the value is ball wrap. And Campbell's chicken noodle vegetable tomato and vegetable beef soups come in 26-ounce size cans. Stir up the Campbell's. Soup is good food.
Get ready for fast-paced excitement and fabulous showcases on The Price is Right with the priceless Bob Barker. Come on down to The Price is Right next.
Company presentation.